Would you like to spend this Sunday hanging out with as many artists as your schedule's going to allow? The Arroyo Arts Collective has their 20th annual Discovery Tour starting at 9:30 this Sunday, November 18th, where more than 100 artists in the Eagle Rock, Highland Park, and surrounding areas open their homes and studios to display their work. One of them is musician and painter Edom Elesh.
People can see my work at my home studio, which is 6127 Outlook Avenue. I'm on Mount Angeles, and I'm opening up my studio and home. I'm very fortunate to have a studio in my basement so I can work out of my home studio and not have to rent a studio space. That was one of the prerequisites when I was looking for houses. So the great thing about the Arroyo Arts Tour, I would say even over the other art tours that happen in L.A., like the downtown one, the Culver City, Bergamot Station, is you're going into people's homes. And this is a unique experience because not only do you see how the work is made, but you can see it in a practical environment. In other words, on the walls of a house, which is where, let's face it, most of our art, we hope, will end up, besides the major collections, right? Gallery collections. So I think it's an unequaled art walk. I'm very proud to be part of the Arroyo Arts group. They do great work. Northeast LA has a very unique mix of Hispanic art, Asian art, other Western art, all in the same area. And that's what I think makes it so attractive to new art walk people. And I know that my sentiments would be backed by the other artists on the tour.
Suppose that we come on the tour, we walk into your studio. What are one or two of your works that we're going to see?
Oh, you're going to see my new work, which is mixed media on aluminum, mixed media on wood. I use whatever sticks, whatever conveys the best message. So I do all sorts of stuff. It's just something that they'll have to come see. It's hard to explain. Again, the beautiful thing about visual art, if it's effective, it'll talk for itself.
I was intrigued looking at your website because at first I looked at your 52 favorites. I thought, wow, the current work is really dark. And then I got a chance to look at your toy piano melodies. What a difference.
Right, right. I'm not sure I would entirely concur with dark, but I know what you mean. I use a lot of, my media is tar. I use a lot of tar and oil paint, house paint. My, shall we say, more conceptual art is dealing with energy and light. My toy piano melodies are studies I do on the spot, and I like to emphasize that, because these are not studies done from photographs. These are done at the time. So the piece absorbs not only the place, but the energy of it when I do the piece itself. Do you understand?
I think I do, because I was intrigued to see Jet Lag, Sleepwalk, and Palace, and that seems to be exactly what you're talking about, the place and different energy.
Exactly. I'm especially fond of, you mentioned Sleepwalk, Jet Lag. These are studies I do when I travel. And Jet Lag and Sleepwalk were executed earlier this year in my international art fair I was invited to in Thailand. And it's interesting to me that we take our energy with us and it permeates the spaces that we occupy. So this is a little space we are meant to occupy in this life. And I wanted to document that we leave an impression there. It's what we bring to the space besides what we take away from it.
What would you most like to leave in terms of an impression on the space you occupy as an artist?
A slice of life. My objective is to document the miracles of my life. I've been extremely lucky. There's no two ways about it. And I think an artist is best remembered for documenting his time and place. So if I'm effective and able to leave an impression of this time, this life I've led, then I'm a successful artist.